Welcome back to the Sim Geeks Podcast. We are your hosts, William Belk and David Shablock. We are on the floor of the exhibit hall here at IMSH 2024 with Mr. Jeff Evans of CAE. Jeff, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself and kind of tell us how you got where you are now?
Well, appreciate the time. Good to be back at IMSH again for everybody that's out there. Been with CAE Healthcare now for coming up on 3 years, middle portion of the years. Previously, I was with GE Healthcare for about 18 years. A lot of work in the radiology and imaging sector. Ran the IT business and the PACS business for a bit in North America, and then had the opportunity to come over to CAE Healthcare in 2021. So it's been an awesome 3 years. Started off in sales, took over as president about 18 months ago. Our big thing right now is how do we continue to think about changing healthcare simulation forever for the better? And that comes back to what customers are looking for from an outcomes perspective and facing into some of the needs that we've got across healthcare as it sits today. Been a great ride. Good to be here with you both today.
So, you know, CAE was recently has been a part of the kind of the overall CAE aviation company. You guys have had a lot going on. And I know late last year we saw the news that CAE had sold off the healthcare division. What's that look like for you guys? Where are you guys headed at that point? What's the future of CAE?
It's been an interesting year to say the least. So got my first taste of selling off and divesting a business, which has been an outstanding experience. Summertime was all about management presentations and looking at a bunch of private equity and other type of banking institutions that were looking to buy CAE Healthcare at the time. We got through management presentations in August in New York, and probably one of the best things that could possibly happened, which is Madison Industries decided to purchase CAE Healthcare. Madison is a conglomerate and a private equity company that's got 82 different standalone businesses in their organization. One of the largest private equity standalone businesses across the globe. So for us, gives us a couple of things as we think about closing over the next 30 or 60 days. Gives us autonomy to be able to run our business how we want to. Love the last 3 years with CAE, but it's primarily an aviation and defense company, right? And so gives somebody that's got a number of healthcare companies, safety, flow is the vertical that we'll fall under. And they've got a culture that completely matches ours, really focused on creating a healthier, a safer, and a more productive world. And so when you think about those two coming together for what we do in healthcare simulation, we feel great about it. And it also gives us the opportunities to really think about how do we accelerate a lot of the projects that we want to go do? How do we think about capital infusion? How do we just go faster?
So you are excited about this, and this is not a swan song. This is growth.
This is growth. And the other thing I should say is it's also not a turn and burn type of private equity backed company. They are a long hold company. You can look at the 82 that they've bought over the last 15 or 20 years. They look at holding companies for 10 plus years, investing in them, and continuing to think about how all the pieces come together again, safer, healthier, and more productive, which is a really big thing from a cultural perspective for them.
And then a big question that gets whispered is the name.
Yeah.
So CAE for life?
CAE not for life. So we've got okay. Maybe another, I don't know, 60, 90 days of CAE. Obviously, CAE will remain with the parent company.
Correct.
So we're going through some external marketing firms right now to figure out what that new name looks like. So a lot of different varieties that are being passed around right now. Hopefully we'll have something over the course of the next 30, 60 days and go from there. And then it's a big branding exercise as you think about messaging. Cool part is we have started the process and we're really trying to get the employee base really engaged in that. So thinking about what is the messaging, what is the culture, what are the things that we want to be known for as we think about healthcare simulation, and more importantly, quality and downstream effects into healthcare itself as you think about really saving patients' lives.
So new name, same great products, or new name, new world?
Good question. So I took over 18 months ago, been with the company for almost 3 years. And when I came in 3 years ago, it felt like we didn't have a solidified strategy of where we wanted to go over the course of the next 3 to 5 years. So we've done a lot of work in regards to really thinking about what that looks like. When you start to put those things on paper, which is one, the physiology engine that runs a lot of our platforms as it sits today and really matters. How the human body reacts in a simulation.
What you built the industry on.
For sure. That will continue to be a differentiator for us in the market. Advanced simulation technologies, things that you could go over to a private room over at the Marriott and see as we think about Project Phoenix and thinking about...
We'll have to talk about that more later.
I'm in. So we will continue to think about what we think about in regards to new generation of simulation, how that ties into the digital ecosystem, and what that looks like as you think about virtual learning types of opportunities that learners get into before they get into simulation, and then obviously working on competencies afterwards. The other piece of that is, how do you then create and gather all of that data? And then what do you do with that data? And the fact of the matter is, IMSH has a bunch of big plastic companies in the middle, and you see about 50 or 60 different kind of AR, VR, and digital companies that are really on the outside. Nobody's really put it all together, and that's what we're stemming to do.
Yeah, I heard a rumor that you might like data.
I do like data. I'm a big data guy. That comes with a number of commercial years as you think about how to do forecasting from a commercial perspective. It's how we run our business. But at the end of the day, it's also a really big deal as you think about outcomes in the acute care setting. And how do learners actually learn? And how do you get more prescriptive? When you start to get that data, you start to overlay analytics, you start to think about artificial intelligence in a different way, you get prescriptive then for educators that need capacity and to learners on what they need to learn and when they need to learn it to be able to accelerate and hit some of the, frankly, physician and nursing shortages that we've got across the globe.
I've used CAE products as long as I've been in the industry, right? And probably more well-versed in your catalog than anybody else's firm, you know, despite now we're kind of branching our program out. You know, we promised we wouldn't push too hard on this, but give us an idea of what you can share, maybe what we might see from you guys here over the next maybe 12 to 18 months, maybe a little longer.
Yeah. So we've done a lot of work over the last 6 to 9 months. I think the technology in which simulation is at today has reached a bit of a ceiling. And what I mean by that is, things are frankly being over-engineered and people aren't asking the right questions of the clinicians on a regular basis of what are they really looking for in regards to simulators and how are you actually teaching curriculum? So we've done a tremendous amount of work over the last 6 or 9 months in asking a ton of folks across the globe, what are they really looking for? Really shifting a bit away from this whole low fidelity to high fidelity type of experience and really focus on clinical outcomes and the ability to upgrade over a period of time, the ability to flip things in and out, to upgrade and really thinking about competencies over a period of time.
It's almost like a modular approach then, right? Some kind of concept there that you might be able to pay more later to get what you need as you need it instead of having to buy it all at one time.
Yeah, I would say diversity of individual. I think diversity of simulator. All of that has a place.
Sounds like a good idea.
Seems like one.
All right. Well, we won't push you too hard on that. What else is going on? What else do you want to share with us? Is there anything else, you know, from either from a CAE lens or from a Jeff Evans views the simulation world? What do you want to say that everybody can hear from you?
Yeah, I think this, we've had a couple of, you know, announcements over the course of the last week that's really focused on, you know, this multimodal type of approach as you think about healthcare simulation. So really thinking about physical, which is never going away as you think about simulation in sim centers. The virtual approach to it, though, the immersive approach to it, and then this digital ecosystem in which you bring all this stuff together. I think that's the area that we're going to continue to really focus as we invest in products and bring those products together to really focus on outcomes. GigXR, great company that's got software applications, Holo applications, self-directed learning, as well as instructor-led learning. So matched up with some of the products that we currently have today with Maestro Evolve, Maestro Embody, really creates a great synergy, and we can focus a bit on their platform in the future and what that means for us to potentially build off as well, which is really important. And then we also believe that we can be and will be the ultrasound leader as you think about simulation training. And so as you think about the educational components, the virtual learning that you can take on, flowing that down into SimHawk, which was the partnership that we announced last week as well, where you really start to get into image capture, you get into learning the uses of the probe and how that actually feels in a self-directed manner. So something that you can do in your dorm room, that you can do in your apartment before getting on Vimedics, which is our industry-leading simulator, to be able to go out and actually simulate in the actual classroom itself. And then on the backside, getting into procedural types of volumes or procedural types of events through utilization of Blue Phantom with actual ultrasound machines. That entire spectrum we feel really good about as you think about ultrasound as well.
You answered my next question before I asked it, and that was potential collaborations in the industry kind of moving forward. CAE is, you know, you guys are one of the main powerhouses, right? And so what does the future look like of us seeing maybe CAE collaborations or crossovers with other companies? You answered a couple of those right there.
Yeah. So we feel like we've got a great foundation of product. This multimodal concept across the continuum is a really big deal. We're going to continue to focus on best of breed and continue to look at other types of opportunities that we have to partner and collaborate with others in industry. And how does that work into our broader ecosystem that we really want to build out for customers in the future?
Well, I mean, Jeff, you got anything else you want to add or parting thoughts you want to send out to everybody?
No, just a huge thank you for everybody that's here. What they do matters on a daily basis. And whether it's in the pre-graduate space, which is getting people ready for lifelong careers, or whether it's in the acute care space and actually saving people's lives, it's a massive industry. It's a great place to be. It's a great place to work. And just want to thank everybody for the time that they put in, including yourselves, for obviously promoting it. So really appreciate it.
So it sounds like you got a lot coming at you and a lot of growth and a lot of expansion. So we need to pay attention because there's, in a very short order, there's a lot going to change, but you're hoping it's all going to be pushing towards the better.
For sure.
Which is good.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, thanks, Jeff, for joining us. We really appreciate it. And you know, we'll see you around. I know that we're going to come visit you here later this afternoon and come check out what you guys have to show off. And with that, I'm William Belk. This is David Schaublock with me here, the SimGeeks podcast. We appreciate you for listening.
Thanks for listening.